What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Trailer Tales. My name is Dave Gunther.
I'm Crystal.
Tammy.
And this is our regular podcast that we do every single week on this channel. So, what you want to do is always subscribe to get those notifications, to hit that bell, and you got to like and you got to comment and you got to tell friends so other people know about it and they're aware that this is not just a one-off. This is every week that we're doing this thing.
Yeah, you guys got to do that. Okay, share. All right, and if you're new around here and somebody did share with you, welcome to the podcast. Okay, my name's Tammy. All right, and if you think, oh, this is just a bunch of dudes that got a microphone and everything and they're just sitting around talking, no, we are funded. Okay, and we have a private investor who funds our podcast, so we are the real deal.
He is requested to not be mentioned by name on this podcast, secretly funding this organization that we are recording and where the studio is at in an undisclosed location.
Right. So just know that this is a real podcast.
It's not fake.
No, no. So if you're new around here, you know, get that through your ears right now because we're about to talk about some stuff. Okay. Do we know what we're going to talk about yet? No. Okay, that's the beauty of a podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever flies off the tip of my clit.
This okay? ain't the Dr. Phil podcast where they have everything written down what they're going to say. Dr. Phil's going to say, oh, welcome to my show. And then the person says, thank you. That's not how this is.
And then he's going to say, get your life together. Mm-hmm. Stop mooching off your 70-year-old parents. That's what he's going to say. Okay, we're not going to tell you stuff like that. If your parents are paying your bills, hell let them. Okay, so I just want to get that out of the way.
I'm glad you got that off your chest.
Thank you.
I had a kind of an interesting week.
Well, what'd you do?
Got my first pedicure of my entire life.
Did they say anything about your flat feet?
You know, she did not say how flat they were. She said I had pretty feet for a man.
She was lying.
Why you say that?
Because she's wanting the extra tip after. She says that to everyone. They've said that to Daryl. They say it to me. You've got pretty feet for a man every time I go in there.
He says it to Daryl, and Daryl's got fungus on his toenails.
Literal fungus hanging off, and they say that to him.
You think that she was just trying to glob the knob for a better tip?
Did you tip her?
You bet I did.
How much?
$3.
There you go. That's why.
That's what she wanted. And she got it. You got, motherfucker. You got. You got. But tell us about the pedicure. How was it?
Honestly, you know, I usually considered it to be a womanly activity, but y'all got in my head pretty hard these last couple weeks. And I was like, you know what? Maybe I'll go get them cleaned up a little bit. Mm-hmm. They've kind of already gone to shit a little bit, like pretty quick. But I've been in like work boots and stuff, like, and out mowing lawns and stuff like that. So, you know, I work outside sometimes and I work with my hands because I'm a real man, okay? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you need that extra care, you need that extra loving in the nail salon. And that's what I did this week.
Did they put some lotion on that one part there that's real dry?
Why you always have to bring up the dry spot?
Did they take a cheese grater to it? Knock off about a quarter inch of skin?
No. Well, yes.
I was about to say, what? I know they did.
Yeah.
They get that cheese grater.
Yeah.
And they always say, would you like to take the skin home? And you say, no.
They ask you to take the skin home? Like some weird creepy tooth fairy lady?
I take mine home, Crystal. The dogs eat it.
Okay. That's some sick shit. Like, I've heard a lot of things. That is fucking disgusting.
Okay,
you feed your dogs your toe remnants?
It's not just from the toe. It's the heel and everything.
Oh,
okay, so you're going to
I'll eat the heel on a sandwich any day, but I will not eat the heel off a woman.
Listen to me. You're going to sit there and let your dog lick your arm skin for 30 minutes and think that's fine, but as soon as they want to munch on it, ooh, all of a sudden, I'm nasty?
Licking is different from munching, and everybody knows that.
Licking is not different from munching.
If I lick down there versus munching, which one would you prefer?
It's just a different texture. You're doing the same thing. You're getting the same taste.
I highly disagree. The difference between a lick and a munch is a big difference.
It's all about textures. Okay, look. Here's a lick. Ready? Here's a munch. Same shit.
Yep. I think our munch is different.
Well, show me a munch.
You want to see a munch?
Well, I've seen it before, but show everybody else.
Okay.
See this thing?
And that's why I've only done it once.
That was absurd looking.
That's why he's only done it once.
And with all that damn noise, I'd say, get out of between my legs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want me to be quiet with it?
Try it quiet, but do exactly what you just did. But do exactly what you just did, but quiet. Go. No, you weren't doing that.
See, you can't do it.
You're still making noise. You're not doing what you did a while ago.
Kissing, what do you mean?
The kissing noises.
Yeah.
So I can't even make kissing noises?
The only noises you should hear when you're doing that is the woman going,
Okay, then you do that part and I'll do this part.
Okay.
The mouth noises are going to make me puke.
It's horrible.
But the fucking eel skin off your feet that you feed your dog won't make you puke?
Well, here's the deal. If you don't take your skin home, she's going to keep it on that towel and give it to the next person for their dog.
And hold on. You go to the pet store and you get your pet's pork skins and you get them
raw hides
and those skins are fine.
You're comparing your skin to pork skin right now? That's
She's
what you just are doing.
Quality. Do you want your dog eating a random animal skin?
I can't believe
this. Or the skin of their mother.
I can't believe y'all are fighting me on this one. This is blowing my mind.
And here's the deal. Dogs will eat any skin, so it don't matter. Take your skin home, people. Let your dogs snack on it. They love it. Oh, and when I leave the house, I'm literally like, Mama's going to go get a pedicure. Their little tails start wagging because they know what pedicure means. Mama's going to come back with a snack. Looking for something to throw at you.
Okay. Throw that at me. Yeah, throw that at me. Oh, that had some fucking weight to it. What the?
What's that noise? Oh. And I didn't know it was gonna be that big.
God.
I didn't know it was gonna be that big. I'm sorry.
You could have killed him.
That scuffed up my knucks.
I am sorry about that.
That's okay. I thought when you were throwing that, when it was coming at me, that it was going to have a little bit of float to it.
Like a blow up.
And then it just hit me in the side of the face and the knuckles.
Yeah, and I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that's okay.
You know what?
Everything
we
say
or do
physically or mentally
will be fine.
We'll remain friends.
One, two, three. Remain friends. So you're not mad at me?
Not at all. We did. That's part of the pact.
Okay. That is part of the pact. The pact. Mm. Anyway.
So back to your feet. You said they're looking good. So let's see them.
Hold them up. Jesus Christ.
So not only did she charge you probably $78 plus the $3 tip, and they look the same.
I'd go get my money back.
What do you mean? These are looking fresh.
She didn't scrape off enough skin.
And she did not cut the hairs off the top of your...
She's not going to shave the hairs off my feet.
And I do want to say, sometimes if it's been a while since I've gotten a pedicure, if I'm laying on the couch and I just got my feet propped up, The dogs will be down there just gnawing on them.
Mm-hmm. It's a sight to see.
They're gnawing on your toes?
Yeah, they gnaw the skin off. They're just gnawing on them. You know, the skin's so thick I can't feel it, so I just let them.
Right, because it's just dead skin.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
You know, there was a time when dogs were first domesticated that there was not actual dog food. You couldn't go back. When you're in Little House on the Prairie days, you couldn't go to a store and buy dog food.
They didn't have
they
Petco.
Had to eat
skin.
Well, you know how they fatten up cows and stuff like that. they used to do that with people back in the day with stews and different salts and stuff. So their feet would swell, and then their dogs would just go to town on their feet.
Yeah.
That's why you say, like, if you've been walking a long time, ooh, my dogs are burning. Yeah. It's from that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's my dogs are barking.
Dogs are barking.
Pretty sure it's my dogs are burning.
Okay.
Well, there's only one way to solve this, and I know that's by saying to the show, if you know what it is, put it in the comments. If you know if it's dogs are barking or dogs are burning.
Let us know in the comments what the correct saying is.
It might be from an area that you're from, too.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Crystal's a little bit older than us.
You heard about a dog burning?
Never.
I've heard about dogs barking.
And here's the deal. Crystal's always right. She's never been wrong. She just knows more than us. Mm-hmm. And I've never questioned you, have I? Mm-hmm. And if I'm wrong about something, you correct me. Guess what? I'm corrected. I stand corrected.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Older and wiser, baby. Okay, she's been around.
Older and wiser, wet like a geyser. You know exactly what they say.
Right about that.
I was about to say, is he wrong?
He's right about that.
He's right about that.
I love that we can take it from, you know, arguing and poking fun at each other to right back in that same sexual energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Towards each other.
Uh-huh.
It's going to happen by episode 100. Letting y'all know.
And guess what 100 was going to be? The booty hole one.
We hadn't forgotten about that.
Booty hole
pleasures. We don't have to.
Well, we'll circle back.
Okay.
We'll circle back in about a year.
Okay.
Ish. You know?
Yeah.
Episode 100. I don't know how many weeks are in a month.
How many weeks are in a year?
I don't know.
365 weeks.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. So we'll circle back a quarter of a year.
Okay.
And test this theory out.
Yeah.
But we can put this on the back burner. I want to let it marinate in your head and soak, and then you deal with that later.
First of all, we want to thank y'all. A lot of people have been emailing us, and we do appreciate that because we kind of been plugging it quite a bit on socials, as they call it, and then also like on the podcast. And y'all been coming through and emailing stuff.
And I thought we'd get maybe 4 or 5 emails. It's blown my mind. And as a matter of fact, I read a really good email from a really nice guy that's been watching the pod. Can I read this to you guys?
I would love that. Yeah.
Let's see here. Let me pull it up here. Lots of emails like this, but this one really stood out. Okay? And I want to read it to you guys.
What urgency level is this one?
This one was urgent 2.
Okay.
Okay? So I clicked on it, and it said, "Hey, guys. I've been listening and watching the podcast, and I'm loving it so far. Might be my favorite podcast in my rotation. I love Crystal's missing tooth, and I think Dave brings extra feminine energy to the podcast, which, as a guy, is not bad. I love women and hearing their perspective. Tammy is so beautiful, I just want to finger bang her icebox pie. Love you guys, and keep up the good work. Love, Steve." Isn't that sweet? I thought that was really nice.
Yeah, I agreed with most of it, but... do I have a feminine quality that is coming off on the podcast? Not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but like I never thought of myself as a feminine man before.
I could see it. Yeah.
Well, you are wearing a shirt with the sleeves cut off.
Yeah.
And so am I.
I mean, if anything, I would say that that's kind of a masculine quality.
No, not at all.
And you have long hair just like...
just like me. Just like me. It's kind of blonde just like mine. You trying to be like me?
That's I don't have a pussy like you. Unless I tuck it back.
Well, tuck it back. And we'll take a gander at it.
Don't. Do not.
Tuck it back and okay, we'll take a gander at it. You tuck it back and I'll tuck my lips in. Let's take a picture side by side and see if they can tell it apart.
Do not tempt me to do this because I will.
I bet you nobody can tell it apart.
Don't tempt me to do this.
Until you spread it.
Do not tempt me to do that.
One's got a
clit, and
one's got
skin.
And in
this corner, we have poking behind. And in this corner, we have natural beauty. Let's see if you tell them apart. We'll switch the picture like this so people don't know who's who.
Yeah. They're not going to be able to tell the difference.
I'm just saying, I'll call your bluff if you keep pushing me.
I'm just saying that was a really nice email from a really nice fan of the podcast. And tell him thank you. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve, for emailing.
And saying the nice words.
TaylorTrailsPod@gmail.com. The nice words and calling me feminine.
We appreciate that. And we love you. Thank you for the support. Hell yeah. Hey, if you could make your dream sandwich, what's your dream sandwich? What's your like this is the sandwich of all sandwiches. This is it. What would your sandwich be?
Well, first, right off the bat, are we cooking with mayo or Miracle Whip? Because that's the thing that a lot of people get divided on. Some people love the Miracle Whip, zing, and then other people are just, they swear by just mayo.
I love a tang, and I know you do too, because you ate my pussy once. So I know you love a tang.
Is that feminine? Is that feminine, Steve? Going down under? Huh?
Yeah, because that's what lesbians do.
Yeah. A bunch of lesbians do it. Shit. She's right.
Shit.
She's right. Lots of women do that. Crystal, you like Miracle Whip or no?
I like Miracle Whip. And I know a lot of people are saying, you know, like, oh, that's, you're not a purist mayonnaise lover if you love that. Well, you know what? If you give me a choice, I'm picking Miracle Whip every time. And that's on a sandwich, in a tuna fish sandwich, in deviled eggs. I don't care.
Yeah.
Give me Miracle Whip or give me death. And I think a queen or king said that about something.
Yeah.
Give them cake or give them death. And that's what I'm saying about Miracle Whip. Give me Miracle Whip or let me die.
Yeah.
So we're going with Miracle Whip.
And listen, I like mayonnaise too.
Yeah, they both can hang out.
I like mayonnaise too. But
different
I love,
occasions.
Yes, I love a tang. I love the tang of the Miracle Whip.
So if you were having maybe a Christmas extravaganza and having all your friends come over, would you put out Miracle Whip or mayonnaise?
Both.
If you had it like that, then both.
But if I only had one?
If you only had one, though.
Miracle Whip. And if they don't like Miracle Whip, you can fucking leave.
What about if you had a first date coming over and you know, you didn't know their dietary restrictions. Would you set out Miracle Whip or mayonnaise?
I like to put my foot down in the relationship early on. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Your flat foot?
Yeah, I like to put my fucking flat foot down.
Okay.
In the relationship early on.
Okay.
And?
Can I continue?
Go ahead. Yeah.
I like to put my foot down in the relationship early on, and I like to put out the Miracle Whip because I'm not dating a vegan.
Yeah.
That ain't happening. Because guess what? I don't want, one of my happy places is when I sit down for a good meal. And I don't want somebody with a dietary restriction next to me.
And I couldn't date a vegan either. Because,
no way.
Because you're going to sit there and tell me that if you're not going to eat a pot roast, you're damn sure not going to eat my And if you're not going to eat my because you say you don't eat meat. Oh, I can't go down there. I don't eat meat. Okay?
What about if they Please. Were pescatarian?
I don't care about the religious. I don't care what they are religion-wise.
You know, you tell a vegan when they say that they don't eat meat? Well, good. I got a Beyond.
But mine's real meat. Really meaty. I got lips. The innards and the outers are real. Is that what you mean?
I mean, I was just thinking of a loophole, but then you doubled down and you told me how meaty it was.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking, I'm going to need a meat lover. I'm going to need to date a meat lover. I'm going to need to date someone that only eats meat.
Mm-hmm. A carnivore diet?
Yeah.
A caveman diet?
Yeah.
Prehistoric diet?
Yeah.
Nuts.
That's the only person that can really handle what's going on down there. Mm-hmm.
So to answer my question, you'd put Miracle Whip out on the first date.
I would.
And what about you?
I'm going to go with Miracle Whip.
Okay.
Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip. I think this one of the few times, like, if we were on that show with the buttons, like, psh, we'd all turn around at the same time.
Press your luck?
Yeah.
Where they say, no whammies.
No whammies. Psh, and then the chairs turn around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, do you do mustards?
I have to do a mustard.
Do you do yellow mustards? Do you do whole grain mustards? Do you do honey mustards?
I think just classic yellow.
Yeah.
I think, like...
You love a tang. Mm-hmm. You love a tang. You love the taste of tang.
Go run a couple blocks. See what happens.
It'll knock your ass out. That's what'll happen. That's beyond a tang.
Start blowing my hair back?
That's beyond a tang.
It'll curl your hair up.
It'll curl your hair up. Burn your tongue off.
Worth it, though. Worth
it. It would be worth it. Mm-hmm. Exactly. What else are the emails saying?
Oh. Trailer Tales!
We are sick and tired of you having nasty, hairy balls, okay? A little bit of hair is fine. But if I'm going to be coughing, guess what? I'm not going to be happy this Valentine's Day at all.
Fellas, this is very important. If you don't trim your pubes in time for Valentine's Day, she might not even go down on you on Valentine's Day. Because guess what? Nobody wants a throat full of pubes on one of the most magical days of the year. It's disgusting. So what are you going to do? Get the Manscaped package, the 5.0. Get the lawnmower trimmer. Get everything that you need to make sure that everything down there is clean and looking good in time for your love on Valentine's Day.
And not just the front either. Okay, you want your backside munched on? Don't forget that hole. Okay? I'm serious. Join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped, okay, with our exclusive offer. Y'all got something you want to say?
I just was going to say, I've had men try to say, oh, let's turn out the lights. And then I get down there and discover they want the lights out because they have a huge bush.
Well, no. Speaking of lights off, there's an LED light on the trimmer. So In case you want to get your gooch, your taint, your backside, your front side, get everything Manscaped perfectly with the new lawnmower.
That's amazing.
Okay. Is it LED light?
It's an LED light.
That's high quality.
Oh, and guess what? It's rechargeable.
Wow. I've never heard of a ball trimmer like that out there on the market.
Because guess what? There ain't one.
Go to manscaped.com, okay, to snag. Get ready for this. 20% off plus free shipping with code TRAILER, okay?
At manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code TRAILER because your grooming upgrade awaits. Ready to charm your Valentine's dates.
That was good. Okay, and you guys, happy licking.
Yeah.
Happy licking, happy munching.
Licking, sucking, gagging.
Ooh, gagging. Oh, you're going to get me throbbing over here. That's my favorite thing to do.
Gag?
I love gagging, but not on pubes.
Mm-mm.
You know exactly. What I'm saying?
Why not gag on the good part?
I want to gag on the meat part, not the fur part.
Exactly.
Okay? So take your balls seriously and take your partner's comfort level seriously. Okay? That's what we want for our listeners.
And take some notes from some real women and a real man who knows what the hell they're talking about. Manscaped. Hey, y'all. Go see Tammy and Crystal live on tour. In Albuquerque, New Mexico, and in California in Oxnard, Irvine, Brea, and Ontario, and in Illinois in Bloomington and Marion, and of course the Bahamas cruise in March. Get tickets and merch at eatmytrash.com. And go see my pal Jeremiah Watkins live on tour in Oxnard and San Francisco, California, as well as Austin, Texas, West Bend, Wisconsin, Kansas City, Missouri, and every second Tuesday of the month in Los Angeles at the world famous Comedy Store. Get tickets and new merch at jeremiahwatkins.com. Thanks, y'all.
And also, for any Mario Brothers fans, I think we've all, like...
Wow.
What?
Are you saying Mario and Luigi right here?
I mean, yeah, before you take the mushrooms, yeah.
They like my tooth.
Lots of emails about her tooth.
And I think it's one of those things where they know I'm insecure about it, so they want to make me feel better and say, oh, you look so cute, Crystal. Oh.
Yeah.
Does this look cute?
Yes. Zoom in on her tooth. I think you look adorable and beautiful.
I think that any time that flippers out, that you should be smiling just as big.
Bigger.
Yeah, even bigger. Bigger. Go bigger. Crystal, go bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like that.
I love it. I like when you stick your tongue a little bit. It reminds me of a little lizard that I used to babysit.
You babysat lizards?
Yeah.
Huh.
So, basically, this email comes from Heather Shappy. All right?
Okay. What's Heather got to say?
She needs answers. That's what the subject says. She needs answers.
Okay.
Okay. Number one. I think one of my pubes got on this mic.
Farting and pubing on the mic?
Pubing?
Pubing. You know what's bad? You need to clip your shit if you got pubes flowing through the air. Going through the air vents and shit.
Well, sorry. I guess the drapes do match the curtains.
But your curtains are two different colors. Or your drapes. Wait, what? Carpet?
Number one. If aliens visited Earth and you had to represent all of humanity, what would you say to them?
Oh.
I'd just probably be like, hey, do you guys love nothing too? Because we love nothing around here.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, if they said yes, I'd be like, let's try a nut together. And if they said, what's that? I'd be like, let me show you.
Yeah.
So I'd probably just, you know.
Do you want me to make you nut is one of my first questions.
Because how cool would it be to be like, hey, dude, I fucked an alien. Or I gave an alien a reach around. How cool is that to say? Not many people could say that.
No.
Because anytime anybody gets abducted, they say, oh, I was probed.
Yeah.
We're turning the tables and saying we manually made an alien ejaculate.
We're doing the probing.
That's taking the power back.
We're doing the probing.
That is.
I would definitely do something sexual with them. Because what am I going to do? Play Uno? That's boring.
Right.
What am I going to do? Show them around town.
Go to a museum that they don't care about.
Bro, they're already here amongst us anyway, disguised. Mm-hmm. They've been around. They know what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? We need to do something sexual with them. You okay?
Yeah, I thought I just saw one.
Where?
I just thought I saw an alien gray run across over there, but sometimes when you talk about them,
they'll show up.
Yep.
They're always listening, you know.
Mm-hmm. Always listening. You know when you're masturbating
yes.
and it's dark
yes.
and you feel like somebody's watching you? I always think they're watching me.
Mm-hmm. I always think it's a dead family member.
Oh, my God.
Because they're, you know, it's like before my grandma died, she said, I'll always be with you, always be watching. And that's all I can think about when I'm rubbing one out is grandma watching me.
She's hovering above you while you...
You never know.
So that didn't ever stop you, though? You kept going?
I kept going, but I was thinking, and then I thought, well, grandma probably did it, too. So.
You can finish with that kind of distraction?
Yeah, you just focus.
You're a champ.
Yeah. I could finish if family members are watching me, dead or alive. Don't matter to me. I'm getting
Why
my
are you
nut.
Holding your phone up like that? You filming her?
No.
You filming me?
No.
That was weird. Why were you holding it up like that?
Let me film you.
I'm going to film you. I'm going to film your ass.
I'm going to film you. Watch this.
Okay.
Watch this. Oh, my phone's froze.
Dave. Yep.
Look. It's froze.
It's froze. Guess what? Because you were talking about aliens. They froze your fucking phone.
You
see that?
You
see
shit.
See that?
You're on my Snapchat right now.
Oh, guess what? I'm on live right now.
Holy shit. Holy shit. Why was it frozen?
I don't know. It's still frozen.
Maybe they do have control of your phone.
Here we go.
I was...
All right. I got you on my Snapchat right now.
I got
now.
You on mine.
You're on my Snapchat.
Yep. Hey.
You're on my Snapchat. Right there. You're going to film me. I'm going to film you. I'll film your ass.
I'll film your ass.
You guys don't have to film each other. We literally have all these cameras right here.
Oh.
They're filming in high quality 4D.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
You're right. Sorry.
just thought it was suspicious you was holding that up like that.
He was filming me. Just let me know when you're going to film me.
All right.
What was you trying to do?
Number two.
Okay.
What's the weirdest thing you believed as a child? One thing that I think a lot of us believed, I thought if you ate carrots, then your eyes would glow in the dark.
I never heard that one.
You've never heard that one?
No. I did believe that if you made a funny face, that it was going to stay that way.
I got told that all the time as a kid. All the time as a kid.
Yeah.
They told me if I swallowed watermelon seeds,
They told me if I was swallowing watermelon seeds, that a watermelon plant would grow out of my ears.
I heard that one.
And here's the thing. Did y'all try these things hoping they would happen? Because I did. Mm-hmm. I would try these things and they wouldn't happen. And I'd be like, you lied. I caught you. You lied.
Because they say if you're got your eyes crossed and somebody punches you, your eyes are going to stay like that. So then.
Oh, don't eat, and then go swim. You got to wait 30 minutes. Yeah. Guess what? I'd go 5 minutes after, and I was fucking fine.
Don't eat. Don't go swimming after you eat. You might get autism. Guess what? Never got it.
Never got it.
Not once.
They lied to us.
I think that sometimes that the parents are what we call the man, and our parents are maybe even aliens. You ever think about that? These are just some of the conspiracy theories that we're putting out there. If you have any conspiracy theories, maybe leave them in the comments for us.
If you know of a conspiracy theory, or if you know of things your parents told you growing up or whatever, leave them in the comments.
Well, my dad, he always told me for many years that he loved me.
That was a lie.
That was a conspiracy.
It was not real. Turned out he was not real.
Your dad wasn't real or the love wasn't real?
The thing that he said that he loved me.
It wasn't real. And how did you find out that it was not real?
Well, he left. He was gone.
He's got a whole nother family. Whole nother family. So he lied.
And he also, you know, said the Tooth Fairy is real. And
that proved to not be real.
Did he?
That was a lie.
Did he take your real tooth when it fell out and cash it in?
You okay, Crystal?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Crystal, you all right?
It's all right. This is why I like this podcast. This is like a trauma healing center. You know, sometimes we can talk about something and people can relate. I'm sure there's other people in the audience whose daddy didn't love them and who's took their tooth and sold it at the flea market.
Do you remember Lunchables growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a Munchable right now?
He always knows how to turn it around.
He turns it around, man.
You took my trauma and turned it.
And you're good at it. I'm not going to lie. You get on my nerves, and I love you, but you're good at it.
Yeah. Do you get on our nerves? Yes.
Yes.
Are you sometimes over the top?
Yes.
Did you have a flat foot?
Yes.
You have a very dry spot on the front of your foot?
Yes.
But are you a good guy?
Yes.
Okay, I was getting nervous.
Are you a little feminine?
Yes.
Do you sometimes have body odor that resembles the smell of a red onion?
Yes.
But do we love you? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got to the good guy part because I was starting to think it was going to keep going on for a while, like without getting to...
Does sometimes you have a little bit of doo-doo streak on your underwear when I do your laundry for you?
Yes. Do you have one of the dumbest haircuts in the world?
Yes.
Do you have one of the worst mullets that the world has ever seen?
Yes.
Do you wear the dumbest shirts of anyone on this podcast?
Yes. Do you have holy jeans?
Yes. Did you not buy them that way, but they just holy because of the wear and tear?
Yes. Have you been wearing the same pool shark socks for the last 4 weeks?
Yes. Have you not slept with a woman in 2 years? Yes.
Did you not graduate from college or high school?
Yes. Have you never been keep a job for more? Have you never been able to keep a job for more than 6 months?
Yes. Did you get fired from the Waffle House for peeing in the grits?
Yes.
But you're still a good guy.
You're a good guy.
I'm glad you finally got to that part, because I was starting to think that for a moment there, that like you, this was an outlet for y'all to start picking out my flaws as a person.
No, here's the thing. We see the good in people when there's not a whole lot.
Thank you.
We can take the lowest scum of the earth and find a redeeming quality in them.
Good.
And that's one of our strong points.
Yeah. Yeah. She instilled that in me as a little kid.
And you can look at us all day and say, I'm going to find a flaw. And you'll be looking all day. We know that.
You'll be sitting there all damn day.
And we can look at you and easily see some surface value.
Oh, right off the bat.
Flaws quickly. You know, just like that.
See, if I could come up with one flaw, then I would say it to y'all right now.
But you don't have one, do you?
Y'all are too...
You don't have one.
You're too perfect, all right?
Thank you. And
do I sometimes stumble on words? Yes.
Yes.
Do I sometimes look in the mirror and I realize that I wish I could be a different person?
Yes.
Do I sometimes crap sitting down and think, this whole lady thing, they might have something to this, sitting down, taking every trip to the bathroom.
Yes.
Do I sometimes go through the garbage and eat food that's left over from other people and realize that I should probably make a little bit more money and start eating food that's bought on shelves at a grocery store?
Yes.
Do I have an uncle named Raccoon for no reason? Yes. Did I date a middle schooler when I was in elementary school and I felt like she took advantage of me because of the age difference?
Yes.
Do I sometimes go play basketball alone in the gym and throw it off the backboard and let it hit me in the face just to remind me that I used to be bullied by kids in elementary school? Yes.
Yes.
But am I still a good guy?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's what this podcast is about.
Yes, it is. I will not...
Speak things.
Things. I will not speak things about myself. Or I will find the best in myself, no matter what we say. One, two, three.
Friends.
And I want everybody listening and watching to do the same at home.
We have some, you know, I just mentioned basketball, and I just want to mention this real fast because I think that we need to talk about this.
Let's do it.
We got to talk about the GOAT debate in basketball.
Let's get into it.
Just real quick, okay? Just real quick. Now, people talk about the NBA, who are the greatest of all times. That's what GOAT stands for. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Who's the greatest of all time?
Now, there's MJ.
Okay.
There's LeBron. And there's Kobe.
Easy. I know who it is.
Who is it?
Michael Jordan. Who else has a shoe named after him? The biggest selling shoe of all time. Not only is he the best shoe salesman in the world, he's the best basketball player of all times. Fight me on that. Fight me in the comments. Do it. I dare you.
Nobody else does have a shoe after
him. Nobody has a shoe.
That is a good point.
Thank you.
But if we are strictly looking at stats here, guys... Who wins? Who loses? Which team's the best?
They all got great stats.
Their stats are great.
Well, if technically LeBron just broke the scoring record of all time. He beat Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, one of my personal favorites. The Great White Hope, as some people call him. Larry Legend, as some people call him.
Okay, but we're not talking about those people.
Those are all Harlem Globetrotters.
Exactly.
We're not talking about them. We're talking about regular NBA basketball players.
Yes.
Harlem Globetrotters is a totally separate league of their own.
Michael Jordan, who do you think it is?
I mean, some people might eat me alive in the comments, but...
Say it.
I think it's LeBron James.
No way in hell.
You don't think so?
No, I think Michael Jordan gets recognized everywhere he goes. He can't walk into a mall without people going, "Oh, Michael Jordan, I'm wearing your shoes right now. You're the best basketball player of all time." You think that happens to LeBron?
Yeah, I do.
Hell no.
Crystal, can you chime in on this?
I'm just perplexed that y'all are focusing on shoes and this and that. If we look at the stats, and I'm talking about stats from 1979 from each of these players, who's coming out on top?
Okay, Jordan. LeBron James.
Jordan.
First of all, LeBron James, he was barely even, maybe even born in 1979. Actually, I don't even know if he was born yet.
Okay, start the stats when he was born, is what she's saying.
Start the stats when they're born. He was born in 89, right? But if we use a cumulative score for each of them.
I think he was born like 82 or 83, somewhere around there.
Regardless, okay. If we're using a cumulative score of each player's RBIs and MVPs, Kobe's coming out on top.
Oh, Kobe.
Really?
The dark horse.
Who else has a chain of steakhouses?
You're right. Kobe Steaks. You're right. But that don't...
Not Michael Jackson, and surely not LeBron James.
You got me there. But here's the thing. We're ranking basketball, not meat cuts and restaurant chains. He may be the best restaurateur, the best steak guy, okay, and he was a great basketball player.
But he would have never had the opportunity to open Kobe Steakhouse unless he was one of the world's best basketball players.
Okay, you're talking businessman now. He's one of the best businessmen. Is he one of the best basketball players? No, Michael fucking Jordan is.
How many free throws did Michael Jordan get in 1989?
At least 10.
Well, right. He got way more than 10, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he got more than 10.
Sure. Kobe? Okay, Mr. I know every stat and every game. Okay.
I know a few, okay? I do know basketball a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. He had more than 10 free throws. Yeah.
What's it called if a player is running down there and another player steps in front of him and goes,
What's that called?
It's called a foul.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Cool. So you knew it. Well, what's this one?
Oh, do you what have more? Okay.
What if a player's... Bouncing, stops it, and then bounce.
What's that called?
That's called a double dribble.
Okay.
You got lucky on that one.
You did.
What about if the player is bouncing, foot goes over the line?
He's out of bounds?
Okay. What about a run rule?
Excuse me?
Run rule. What happens then?
What is a run rule?
You think Michael Jordan's been run ruling? I don't think so.
What is a run rule? What's a fucking run rule?
When they make too many scores and the other team can't catch up, so they might as well not even play anymore.
That's grade school kickball. That they do that like they cap the game so people don't get their feelings hurt. They don't do that in the NBA.
Oh yeah, well what's it called when you throw up a ball and the player on the other team catches it?
Well, that's an interception, but that's football.
Right?
Okay, same shit. It's the same shit. We're talking stats here, Dave. We're talking stats.
What about it when you're in the eighth quarter?
That'd be your second game being played.
There ain't no eighth quarter. That was a trick question.
She got your ass.
You should have known that one. If you like basketball, but you don't know there ain't eight quarters.
Got all cocky there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, y'all put me in my place. I mean,
yep.
You know what? You're right. If you focus on the stats, you're right.
You just got to focus on the stats. That's all you got to do.
The longest running free throw record in the game, Kobe. The most free throws that were ever committed.
You know what? Kobe would be my second. And here's why. Solely based on this. When you take a crumbled up piece of paper and from across the room, You chunk it into the trash. You're not yelling, LeBron. You're not yelling, Michael. Those things don't even cross your mind. What are you yelling?
Kobe.
Kobe. Yep.
Kobe beef.
Kobe beef.
Kobe beef.
That's what you're yelling.
When you're right, you're right. So you've switched sides to Kobe as well.
No, he's a close second, but it's the shoes. It's the shoes for me. Okay. You know, you're able to create your own shoe. Nobody's done that before.
Well, I'm sure you guys have opinions in the comments as well, so go ahead and leave them, and we'll get to them later, and you can email trailertalespod@gmail.com. But that's our episode. We're out of time, guys.
I got one more question for you.
What's it?
What are the scores in basketball?
Yeah.
What are the scores?
Yeah. How many different point systems are there?
Well, there's technically three.
Get his ass.
What are they?
Get his ass.
I mean, there's a three-pointer.
Okay. What else?
You can score a normal basket, which is 2 points.
Right. And what else?
And then there's a free throw, which is 1 point.
Okay.
What else? There's one more.
I don't know it.
Okay. Do some research before you come on here and act like you know everything about basketball. Do some research, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. Hey, I had a wonderful time.
It was great.
On this podcast.
Had a lot of fun this episode. Learned a lot about myself.
Yeah. And you're a good guy.
I'm a good guy at the end of the day.
You're a great guy. Keep that in mind, okay?
It doesn't matter.
No.
If you have body over. It doesn't matter if you haven't held a job. None of those things matter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter if a woman won't make love to you. None of that matters. What matters here, folks, is that we three love each other and have a podcast.
Yeah. And thank y'all for supporting us and listening to us every week, okay? We'll be back next week with another episode of Trailer Tales.
Love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Trailer Tales!